بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون الله ورسول أحب إليه من ولد ولد الناس أجمعين أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم صدق على رسوله الكريم Respected elders and brothers, may Allah Ta'ala make whatever is being mentioned the means of our hidayat and the hidayat of entire mankind at large. Say Ameen. Respected elders and brothers, Shukr Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has given us the beautiful deen of Islam, perfect deen. And Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with our beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as our Nabi. And the Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had advised us many a things, how to protect ourselves, how to conduct our lives, and how to be aware of various things that will be coming also in the future. And these are all that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had done and showed and guided us so that we can be protected. This is his care for us. This is his love for us. This is his worry for us. The Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had given us so many important things that told us. And it is so important, one, that when we reflect upon these things, our iman gets stronger, our yaqeen gets stronger, in whatever Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said is true, that should add to our conviction that I must be among those that say, Sami'na wa ata'na, ayya and obey my Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, kya chahe mere samaj mein aaye na aaye, whether I understand or not, but what my Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, in it is my success, in it is my savior, in it is my protection. So this is that one angle that we will, our iman and our yaqeen in the words of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam increase, so that we also become obedient more towards whatever Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has advised us and told us. In this regard, respected elders and brothers, it is so important that we reflect on the advices of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the things that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had mentioned, and the current situations that, and the things and the happenings around us, and join these two things together and make this increase in our becoming obedient to Allah. What Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, what he has mentioned, what we are seeing now, and added those two things will only must make us become more obedient to Allah's commands and the way of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah hame samajh naseeb farma, Allah make us understand. Say Ameen. Respected elders and brothers, I will start off with a very famous hadith of Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. See, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also have the love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah give us the tawfiq of increasing the durood upon Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Very important in this era also that we all should be sending abundant durood upon Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Make that niyat inshallah. Go home and tell them also. Make it our ma'mool inshallah daily. At least recite 1,000 durood upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Saying Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one tasbih takes you under 2 minutes. One tasbih of 100 takes under 2 minutes. You mean you can't do what you call for 20 minutes that much for our Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Karenge inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq. Allah give us tawfiq. Say Ameen. Maqsad is that hidayat come into our life. The talk is that hidayat come into our life. Not that I come out from here for forgetting. Allah give us all hidayat. Ameen inshallah al-Aziz. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, on one occasion he is sitting with his beloved Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, and then this person appears, beautiful, shining, white clothes, dark, nice black hair, and he sits in front of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which caught the eye of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. Caught the eye of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. This person doesn't look like a musafir, doesn't look like a traveler, the Cape of Mayor suddenly pitches up, and his looks and his features caught the eye of his, so handsome, so beautiful, so white, shining clothes, black hair, etc. And then he begins to ask questions about Iman, about Islam. And after Rasulullah answers, he acknowledges it's correct. Ajib, you're asking the question and you say it's true. And then the point that I would like to discuss today, he asked about Qiyamah. When is Qiyamah? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells him, the one that is asked and the one that is asking, both are equal, they don't have knowledge. Exactly, precisely when is Qiyamah, Allah knows best. But he then asks, what are some of the signs of Qiyamah? What are some of the signs of Qiyamah? And this is what we need to go into and discuss today. Of the signs that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had mentioned, that people that were shepherds, barefooted farmers, as you can put it, a time will come when they will begin to show off with tall buildings. They will start showing off with tall buildings. This is referring to the Arabs. We see, at one time they had nothing. They were poor, simple people. And today when we see all the wealth that has come into the world, into their countries, they say the tallest building is in Dubai, the second tallest is in, right by the Kaabatullah. They're talking now building the tallest one in Jeddah. Those that were so simple today are showing up with tall buildings. And this is being mentioned as a sign of Qiyamah. Words of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, see how true it is. And what is happening around us. So it's something of concern. Likewise, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had mentioned that a woman will give birth to her master. A woman will give birth to her master. Are bhai? Mother gives birth to her master. Ulama have given explanation. One of it is this. That the children will become the masters of their parents. The parents will become the slaves of their masters, of their parents, of the children. The parents will become the slaves to their parents, to their children. Whatever the son says or the daughter says, they will do. And they will be slaves to them. That means they'll be so disrespectful, disobedient to their own parents. Allah save us. Say Ameen. Ameen. Really an important factor. It's so important that that kind of effort be made. That they have the respect for their parents. All the children understand this factor. One of the signs of Qiyamah. And sad to say, we can see it. The other day somebody sent a question, Maulana, there is a difference between my wife and my mother. Can I put her in the old age home? Put the mother in the old age home. I said, no, send the wife to the mother's place. You can go visit her over there. Your mother never thought of doing that to you. But look at how today, look at the mentality. Where's the respect today? One of the signs of Qiyamah, Allah make us realize the position of our parents. So this is one of the signs that we see. Like that, there are other signs that Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke about. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned a time will come when the Arabian Peninsula will become fertile land again. Respected elders, those that go to Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, travel to Badr, travel all those areas. That entire area has now become fertile. I tell the people, I say, bhai, I remember this place, these are rocks. Nothing growing. Look at the amount of vegetation that we are seeing over there. What Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned has become such a reality. All over we can see all this. Very, very big sign of Qiyamah that this land has become fertile. So the tall buildings, children becoming disobedient to their parents. And we see this vegetation like that, that the mountains of Makkah Mukarramah will become full of holes. And this is what we see in the form of those tunnels all over. Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned these are signs of the final hour coming. So important signs we are seeing. And what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said is true and we are watching it. There's one angle that we have to look at. And now there are other very important signs that are very serious and referring to current affairs. Some time ago, I was speaking to some of the students in one of the Darul Ulums and the Ustaz. And I said to them, to the final year students, the Dwara students, I was telling them, I said, you know, before 1924, at that time, if we read this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that the Muslim army joined with the Christian army will be on the eastern side of the Jordan River. And they will be fighting the Jews who will be on the western side of the Jordan River. Nobody would understand. Even the students studying hadith wouldn't understand it. Because at that time the Jews were not there. There was no Israel at that time. And that they were only coming in at that time to this side of the world. They were in Europe and they were now moving this way. Wouldn't have understood. And it becomes a reality greater to an extent in 1948. When this so-called country, Israel, becomes formed, before that unknown. But Doc, this country is now formed. And now we see the Jews over there. And have established themselves. Now the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam seem to be becoming more a reality. That the Muslims will be on this side and they will be on that side. Muslims on the eastern side, on the Jordan side. And these people will be in Palestine. It's becoming a reality. Likewise, Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned that an army will come out from Khorasan. This is what you talk about, the Afghanistan area. And this army will come and this army will put the black flag on Masjid al-Aqsa. Again, wouldn't understand it at that time. But we see in 1979, when the Russians came into Afghanistan, and Allah's tawfiq, Allah's help with them, they defeated the Russians and the Russians ran away from there. Allah made them a bit more stronger. Come 2002, America gets others to join, Allah knows best, some 20, 30 countries all united to attack the Muslims in Afghanistan. And after 20 some odd years, they run away from there, only to make these people much more stronger. And prepare them, inshallah al-Aziz, for what is to come. And when we look at the hadith of Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we see that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned that we must join this army, and they will be assisted, and their Amir will be Mansur, the one that is assisted. Whether his name will be Mansur, Allah knows best. But that is coming. So in all these discussions that we are having, we are seeing these things are coming. And then we see that the Muslim army will be assisted by the Christians. The Muslim army will be assisted by the Christians. Now, those that do go to Palestine will realize and see that in different ways, like for example, the maqam of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, at that place, you'll find that the Europeans are renovating the place where the masjid is and all the area around over there. And in these European countries, so many of them are now beginning to support the Muslims and are standing up for the cause of Gaza. They also are realizing that what is happening. And they're also seeing this thing here. The government may be something else, but the public is now beginning to support the Muslims. And supporting Gaza. All these things are happening. At the same time, another very important thing that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned, that a time will come that the Muslims will be in such condition that the kuffar as they desire they will do upon the Muslims. Pick whoever, kill whoever, want to do whatever they want. And the Muslims will be so weak, so useless. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will we be in less number? Will we be in less number? He says, no. But we'll be so useless. And one of those, to the point that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has spoken about one, that will have the love of the dunya and desire not to, and a fear to die. If we look at Gaza at the moment, what a condition it is. And just to say right next to them is Egypt, supposed to be a Muslim country. Muslim country, look at their halat. Look, even prepared to help their own Muslim brothers. What is happening over there? Allahu Akbar, Muslims are not prepared to help. And all those countries that are neighboring Palestine, those so-called Muslims, whether it's Jordan, whether the other countries around there, what are they? In fact, this is clear sign that these are munafiq. As Allah Ta'ala says, بَشِّرِ الْمُنَافِقِينَ بِأَنَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Give the message that those people have get a, those who are hypocrites will get a painful punishment. الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَا مِنْ دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Those that will take the kafirs as their helpers, as their friends besides the believers. In 1924, from the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, from his khilafat to 1924, we had khilafat. We had what we referred Amir over the Muslim Empire. These people, these countries joined with the British and the French to break the Ottoman Empire. And that's when our khilafat was broken. These people collaborated with them. Hazrat Maulana Mahmud al-Hassan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi was imprisoned because he did not support them. But they wanted him to support the British and support them and break the Ottoman Empire. So we can see these are hypocrites in her reality. And that is why it is so important that we realize and recognize these factors. But look at the pain that is happening to the Muslim Ummah at this time. At this time when the condition is like this, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that this at this time when the Ummah will be looking around, Ya Allah, who will be there for us? Who will be for us? And that is when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke, inshallah at that time, Imam Mahdi will come. Imam Mahdi is coming. Exactly when, Allah knows best. But let us understand some important factors, and this is what we need to understand. Signs we can see. Happenings are around us. If things are getting so much close. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, at this time of fitan, at this time of all these trials, and all these things, hold fast unto the Quran and unto Sunnah. Hold fast unto Quran and Sunnah. Respected elders and brothers, there'll be so many people calling us to every other ideas and every other ideologies in different ways. It is so, so important. Beloved brothers, it is so important that we go to the ulama-i haq. Those ulama that are standing for the Sunnah, that are first standing on the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, adhering to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just as an example, Allahu Akbar, when that fitna of that fake covert came out, separated namaz, don't come to the masjid, cover your face with the mask. Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam has prohibited us from doing salah with our mask, face covered. And separation in salah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, diseases don't spread. Those ulama that stood, they are the example of what we say, the ulama of haq. They, alhamdulillah, can say the iman was strong. Let this be an example for us to recognize the ulama that are, and adhere to those kind of, sometimes they will tell us things that we don't understand, and we don't realize, but very, very important, those that are firm on their deen, because you get all this coming today. Those that are now promoting TV, Allah, when Nabi Sassam said, Ashadul Azab Yawm Al Qiyamah Lil Musawirin, severest punishment for those that will indulge in photography. And this is happening today, has become the order of day. Are you going to follow these people? Are you going to follow this way of style? These people, they are promoting you towards batil, towards falsehood. Understand this thing. It is very important if you want to protect yourself at the time of fitna, stay firm unto these ulama. Another very important thing. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned at the time of fitan, we must read Surah Kahf, the first and the last ruku. Make it our habit, beloved brothers, that we read daily. The first and the last rukuk of Surah Kahf. Not long ago, one person had a dream in one of the Darul Ulums, and then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came in his dream and told, fitnas will be on the increase. Fitnas will be on the increase. Re-protect yourself with Surah Kahf and hold fast, read the first and the last rukuk of Surah Kahf. And again, when it comes to the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let us bring all the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our lives, in every way of our life. And one of those very important thing that we must understand, a lot of liberal ideas will come, and ways will now begin to spread. Invite the kuffar to the masjid. That lady that is in her haiz, in her period, must come into our masjid. Now, open show for everybody. This is one of the styles. Photography in the masjid will come. All these things that are away from the way of Sharia, the way of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And remember, very important factor. Very, very important factor. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had mentioned, Bada Islam Ghareeb. Islam started like strange, abnormal, not familiar. Sayaudu kama badu. It will become again unfamiliar. That person that is going to tell you, bhai, use miswak, dress up according to sunnah. You know, there should be no intermingling of the male and the female, no photography. Hare Maulana, it is happening in Makkah, it is happening in Medina, Munawwara. Now they will be coming out with another new fitna. That fitna that he started the day in Makkah and Medina, astaghfirullah. Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, alaykum bis sunnati wa sunnatul khulafai rashidin al-mahdiyin. Hold fast unto my sunnah and the sunnah of my khulafai rashidin. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali. Hold fast on their sunnah. The sunnah of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Umar radiallahu anhu, was 20 rakat of tarawih, carried on from the time of Umar radiallahu anhu till now. And what we see now in Makkah and Medina, 10 rakats. Gone away from the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Gone away from the advice of Rasulullah. Where Makkah, Medina? Tomorrow somebody will come in the masjid. Mawlana, they're reading in the Haramain, 10 rakats, make it a biyan. Are bhai, what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught you? Addu bin nawajil, hold it fast unto your, like how you're holding your molars. Hold firm unto this. Hold firm unto this. Beloved brothers, these fitnas are coming. Be understand. Adhere to our sincere, serious, pakka ulama of haq. And make sure we follow the Quran and Sunnah. Allah hame samajh naseeb farmaye. Ameen. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.